Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, last minute dash to the polls. You're going tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow is the time to vote in the District 4 congressional race. A lot of little legislative races running around here, and also the governor's race. Joining me now is Kevin Bryant, one of three gubernatorial candidates you'll be hearing from over, you know, today and tomorrow to make their last minute pitch. Kevin, thank you for stopping by.
Good morning, Tara. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. What do you want the people to know?
Well, I want the folks to know that when they choose who they're going to vote for tomorrow, we have heard lots of rhetoric, a lot of very similar rhetoric, but I represent a record of action. Served in the legislature and now lieutenant governor, and I have a record of action. I wrote the constitutional carry, and everybody is committed to supporting that. I wrote the personhood bill. Everybody signed the pledge for personhood. I have a record of saving the taxpayer money. As a pharmacist, Tara, I identified four drugs that Medicaid was paying $34 million. Four drugs. You were paying $34 million. And I took on the big pharmacy lobby and cut through the propaganda, and we were able to get that done. So we've got rhetoric and we've got a record. And that's what it all boils down to. The most recent thing that we've done is the plan to defund Planned Parenthood. I wrote the plan. We almost won in the Senate. It passed in the House by overwhelming majority, and now the budget is in conference committee. And I think they planned it this way. The governor won't get the budget until after the runoffs. He's pledged twice to veto the budget if it has funding for Planned Parenthood. Let's just hope so. And let's hope that veto is sustained. We can't have another drive-through veto or wink and the nod veto like we did on the gas tax. This is serious. So hopefully we'll do that. But, Tara, we have defined the debate. I have a record of action, and we have been to every corner of this state multiple times. We have been outspent. But we have had a media presence. I showed you this newspaper that we sent to seniors that has everything you'd ever want to know about Bryant for governor. And we're just excited to meet folks all over the state. It's going very well. And I appreciate you having us on. I've never been afraid to take questions, as you know. And we're just glad to be here.
Talking to Kevin Bryant today, he is one of the gubernatorial candidates you'll have a chance to vote for tomorrow. One of the big issues that's become here has been drilling. You are the only candidate willing to explore for oil and natural gas off our coast.
Yeah, I don't understand the fear of exploration. All the other candidates on both sides don't want to explore. That makes no sense to me. Certainly, I don't want to risk our coastline any more than anybody else does, but it is what it is. I think we ought to explore, make an informed decision. Experts think that we have natural gas off our coast, and you know the risks for natural gas are far less than petroleum. But yes, I'm the only candidate that's willing to explore.
To find out, hey, you know, maybe there is a way we can go out there and get the natural gas or the natural gas and oil without disturbing the coast at all.
Sure, sure. If there's a way to do that,
yeah,
I'm open to it.
Yep.
If it's going to be a big risk to our coastline, then I would oppose it. I'm not going to make a commitment. I wouldn't make a commitment on anything, Tara, and I don't think anybody would without finding out all the facts. Got to find out all the facts before you make a decision. Yeah.
You're also the only candidate in the race, and we've asked all the candidates this question. I mean, you look at, Texas, and there's two reasons why Texas's economy is growing at more than twice the rate of South Carolina's, and that's, number one, they're willing to drill and extract their natural resources, which sure hasn't hurt them at all, has it? Especially
no.
Not on the coast, but also because of their no income tax status. I mean, that is not a radical thing to do. The most successful economies in the country do that, and yet I can't get any of the other candidates besides you to commit to pursuing the elimination of our income tax in South Carolina. I can't understand it, Kevin.
Let's go back to my record. I have sponsored and co-sponsored legislation to eliminate the income tax. You know, Tara, when we have to pay people, when we have to award tax incentives and tax breaks to come to South Carolina, you're admitting your taxes are too high. Texas doesn't have to do that. They flock to Texas, and until we get there, we have to continue this recruitment. And I'm saying we're not in a perfect world, and we got to continue to do that. And I will support the incentives until we get there. But sure, I'd love to see the elimination of income tax, which is the best way to spur our economy. If you want to see economic growth, you leave money in the pockets of taxpayers, let them spend it. But you know, the tax collectors and the trough feeders in Columbia, they feel that they can spend your money better than you can. And I've always opposed that.
And again, to those who say that's radical idea. It's crazy. I mean, not for Florida, not for Texas, not for Tennessee. I mean, this is old news there.
Well, you know, anytime you go to a politician and you say you want to cut taxes or eliminate taxes, and they say, well, what will that cost us? And just by the way they answer that question, they are admitting that they believe the money in your pocket belongs to them before they even get their greedy hands on it. And, you know, it would generate economic growth. It will give taxpayers freedom to spend the money how they see fit. And that's how we grow our economy, is to cut taxes.
Talk to me about the Quindim and the corruption in Columbia, which we have long chronicled here.
Yeah, Tara, I wrote a South Carolina Anti-Racketeering Act. It's based on the federal RICO law that the federal government used to break up the mob. And we have mob-like activity here in South Carolina. And I challenged the governor twice in our last debate. Why was the first order of business to have Richard Quinn, the godfather, over at the governor's mansion for a family meeting? He won't tell us. He won't tell us. He, you know, said, oh, well, we have a lot of people over here. We even had a concert over here, blah, blah, blah. Well, Kevin, you're welcome to come. And I said, well, Henry, when I move in January, you're welcome to come yourself. But, Tara, when a lawmaker is caught selling his vote for millions of dollars and skips away with a $1,000 fine, that is an insult to the taxpayers of this state, and that is an invitation for corruption. That's just cost of doing business. If you're a corrupt politician, $1,000 fine, why not sell your vote for millions of dollars? So we need to pass the South Carolina Anti-Racketeering Act. Over 30 states have it, and I believe that is part of the reason why this investigation is taking so long. Another fact that we need to remember is the chief prosecutor in this investigation is a Democrat. So the timing, I'm getting very skeptical of the timing. Why is this taking so long? Are we going to see some indictments after the primaries to help elect Democrats? I don't know, but I'm starting to wonder if that's the motivation behind the timing of this investigation.
Talking to Kevin Bryant, he is a candidate for governor. I want to talk to you also, I mean, about the other candidates in this race. And do you honestly think that there's anyone else who can go or who can go to Columbia and clean up the corruption? That's what everybody's been promising. Is that going to seriously happen?
Well, I'm the only candidate that's actually written a bill. And we've got sponsors in the Senate, sponsors in the House. Greenville's own Jason Elliott was a primary sponsor in the House. Spartanburg's Shane Martin was a primary sponsor in the Senate. It's something that's got to happen if we're going to clean up the corruption that's passed the South Carolina Anti-Racketeering Act. Because you can't be an elected official, a political consultant, a lobbyist, and a government consultant all at one time. That's illegal already according to federal law, and in South Carolina, it's just not clear enough. If we can clarify that, this investigation would have been over a long time ago, or this activity wouldn't have happened.
Yep, and we keep talking about that on this show, how easy it is to get, you know, to get paid, to sell your position as a legislator here by doing things that are illegal in other states.
Well, and Tara, Richard Quinn, he's been in business in South Carolina a long time, the godfather, and, you know, the media has reported he has tentacles in all areas of government, even on the private sector. He was even a consultant to SCANA, which was part of this $9.4 billion disaster. And the governor is his oldest client. Now, he hadn't been accused of anything that we know of at this point, but I'm very skeptical of someone that can be associated with Richard Quinn for so long. It's a concern.
Kevin Bryan, want to wrap the segment up by wishing you the best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
In the race. You have always sat down in that hot seat, even way before this. You did a great job fighting the gas tax. We really appreciated that. That was tough. And you know, you paid the price for fighting that gas tax, and that your campaign coffers would be a lot more full if you had gone along to get along, and they're not. And I'm watching you pay the price now, and it saddens me in a way, because you are a true conservative. I've watched you fight the fight. I appreciated you fighting the fight. But the price that a true conservative always pays is that there's not a lot of people willing to pay you to do that, because it's not profitable for them for you to go to Columbia and represent the people and not the special interest. And so as a result, you have not had as many, you know, campaign commercials, as much money to spend as the other candidates who did take a lot of that money. And it's just incredibly frustrating to me that people have not heard as much from you because the wrong people aren't paying for those ads for you.
Well, Tara, we do have a media presence.
You do. You have. You've done surprisingly well.
I just heard one on this station on the way over here. And so you're not seeing as much of us on TV. But like you said, I've been here on your station as many times as you'll have me, because I don't mind the hard questions.
Right.
You know, if I can't answer the question, I'll say, I don't know. But I enjoy getting in front of a crowd, whether it be on with your listeners or anywhere else, and taking questions. You know, God gave us two ears and a mouth for a reason. And we're listening to the concerns of the taxpayer, and we'll continue to do that. And I tell you, as your next governor, I'll be on here on a regular basis telling you what the tax collectors are doing to you in Columbia. I will be on here as many times as you'll have me.
Well, that would be new. We're not used to a governor showing up in this building.
No, let's start.
Yeah,
let's get that started.
It would be great. Kevin Bryant, for those trying to make up their mind at the last minute, how can they find out more about you online?
The KevinBryant.com. We have a Facebook page. We have this 12-page newsletter that we sent to. It's like a little newspaper that we sent 140,000 of these out. That's posted online also. That has everything you'd ever want to know about what we've done. And certainly, send me a Facebook message if anybody has a question about this record that I represent. I'm certainly open to answering anybody's questions, but I just want folks to remember, you know what you had, you know what you have now, and you know what you'll get as governor. And I'll just leave it at that. Folks know exactly my record. It's very crystal clear conservative, and I will serve as a conservative in the governor's mansion.
Kevin Bryant, thank you so
thank
much
you, Tara.
For joining
it's
us
been
this
a pleasure.
Morning.
All righty. Have a good day.
You too.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.